们今天很荣幸请到一个我们教会在国外的宣教士。
So today it's our great honor to be able to have one of our missionaries from abroad to join among us.
今天本来是牧师要介绍的，但是他有一个急事情他需要这个 take care of。
So previously, it was supposed to be the pastor who is going to introduce Chris, but he has some emergencies going on, so I'm taking the place now.
Okay, 我们当中有些人是认识 Chris 他们家的，对不对？
So I think some of you have already known Chris and his family, right?
因为他有来过我们这边。
Because he has been among us.
Okay, 那认识他们的会举个手。
Could you please raise your hands if you know him or them?
Yeah, 感谢主。那 Chris 到等一下他会介绍他自己比较详细的情况。
Chris will later give us more details about himself.
但是我们知道他第一次去的国外是在韩国。
But we know that the first country he went abroad for his missionary was South Korea.
然后后来就去了台湾，在台中。
And then he went to Taichung in Taiwan.
最近的这一次是去了尼加拉瓜。
And the most recent time he went to Nicaragua.
这次因为那边局势不稳定的缘故。
And because of the political turmoil there.
这次他们就回来。
And they came back to the United States.
等下一步神怎么带领他们。
And waiting for the next step, how God is going to lead them.
所以我们大家拍手欢迎他。
So let's give him a big hand and to welcome him. 我有这里有个秘密要告诉大家。
You think that my name is Chris Steiner?
你可能觉得我的名字叫做 Chris Steiner.
But really, it's not.
但是其实我的名字不是。
I want to tell you my story.
我想要告诉大家一个故事。
When I was born, my parents gave me the name Nabu.
当我还是个男孩的时候呢，我的爸爸妈妈给我起了个名字，叫做 Nabu。
Nabu。
Nabu。Nabu。
Do any of you have that name?
你们有这样子的名字吗
？You're not from where I'm from. I understand.
你跟我不是同一个地方来的，所以我知道。
I was the oldest son of a king.
我是一个国王的最大的孩子。
My father was a great king.
我的爸爸是一个很伟大的国王。
My father started the kingdom of Babylon.
我的父亲他创始了巴比伦王国。
His name was Nabopolassar.
他的名字叫做 Nabopolassar.
So many people have trouble with his name.
然后我知道很多人可能听得过他的名字，是不是？
As I got older, I was able to go into the military.
我长大一些以后呢，我就开始参军。
At that time, our country was in a war with the country of Egypt.
当那个时候呢，我们的国家和埃及在打仗。
And because I was the crown prince, I had great opportunities.
然后呢，因为我是王储，所以呢，我有很多的机会。
So this is my story.
这就是我的故事了。
I was the one who led our Babylonian army to defeat the Egyptians.
我就是那个率领我们伟大的巴比伦军队打败了埃及军队的那个人。
Maybe you heard about the great battle on Carchemish.
你可能已经听说过那个Carchemish 那个大仗。
And it was during that battle that I got the news.
就在打仗的那个时候呢，我得到了这样子一个消息。
My father had died.
我的父亲死了。
It was August 15th.
那时候那天是8月15日。
I'll never forget that day.
我永远不会忘记那一天。
I had waited for that day my whole life.
我整个一生都在等那一天。
I chose.Just a few of my very best men and trusted friends.
我找了一些我最最信任的，然后也最得力的一些朋友。
And we rode for 23 days across the hot desert.
我们一起骑马骑了23天，然后穿越了整个炎热的沙漠。
We raced back to our capital.
我们一直到了我们当时的首都。
And on September 6th, I became the king of the greatest kingdom on earth.
然后就在9月6号那一天呢，我就登基成了这世界上最伟大王国的国王。
It was shortly after that that I met four men.
然后呢，随即我就遇到了四个人。
They were Jewish men. They were led by a guy named Daniel.
他们都是犹太人，然后为首的是一个叫但以理的一个人。
I noticed there was something different about these five young men.
然后我知道这几个年轻人他们有一些不同。
I meant to say four.
我其实是想说四个。
They were very wise.
他们非常的有智慧。
There was something about them. They were a little bit smarter than the other captives that we had brought to our country.
他们与其他的被掳的人带到我们国家来，那些被掳的人好像他们看去更加的有智慧一些。
It was almost like they had something I didn't have.
好像他们拥有有一些东西是我所没有的。
When they stood before me, the greatest king on earth.
当他们站在我这个世上最大的国王的面前的时候呢？
They were calm and confident.
他们看上去很平静，也很自信。
Like they were used to standing in front of great kings.
好像他们就很习以为常站在伟大的君王面前一样。
Like they'd known a king greater than me before.
好像他们以前知道有一个比我更伟大的君王。
But I was busy.
但我好忙啊。
I didn't have time to think about this minor country whose God wasn't able to defend them.
然后我根本没有时间去考虑这个很弱小的国家，他们的神根本连自己的人民都保护不了。
So I noticed them and I sent them off to their place of service.
然后接着我就打发他们，去自己的岗位上服侍去了。
And I forgot about them.
接着我就忘了他们了。
About a year later, I started to have these bad dreams.
但是一年之后呢，我开始做噩梦。
They weren't just bad dreams. I would wake up terrified.
他们不只是 很可怕的梦，我醒的时候呢就吓得不得了。
At first, I went to some of my friends.
开始的时候我去找我的一些朋友。
And then I went to some of the counselors.
接着我去找一些辅导。
Nobody could help me.
但是没有一个人可以帮我。
Then I found that only Daniel could help me.
然后我发现只有但以理才可以帮我。
He told me that his God had told him what my dream was.
他告诉我，他的神告诉他我做了什么梦。
And when he told me, he was right.
当他告诉我的时候，他真的是对了。
It was true.
真的，这是真的。
And then he told me the meaning that God told him the dream had.
然后他也告诉我，神告诉他我做的梦到底是什么意思。
And when he told me the meaning, I knew that it was also true.
当他告诉我这个意义的时候呢，我也知道这是真的。
So I began to think a little bit more about this Almighty, Most High God.
所以我开始更多的思考这位至高神，这位全能的神。
I immediately made Daniel my chief advisor.
然后呢，我也让但以理成为我谋士的领袖。
But I was busy in those days.
但是我当时忙得要死。
I was building Babylon to be the greatest kingdom on earth.
我当时要把巴比伦建成这个世上最伟大的城市。
And my city Babylon was going to be the greatest.City on earth.
然后我的巴比伦这座城呢，就要成为世界上最伟大的城市。
I built this double wall system all the way around our city.
我在城的周围建立一个这样的双层的城墙。
It was bigger than a six-lane highway all the way around our city.
这个好像就是一个六条 lane 的一个高速公路，绕着整个城一周。
And it was eight stories tall.
然后有八层楼这么高。
And then I put these eight massive gates in this wall.
然后我在城墙上面造了八个巨大的城门。
And I named each gate for one of our mighty gods.
然后每一个城门呢，都是以我的一个神的名字来命名。
I was making this the greatest kingdom on earth.
我把这个城建成了世上最伟大的城市。
And you've heard about my beautiful wife, right?
然后你也听说我有一个美丽的妻子，是不是啊？
She's amazing.
她好棒。
Most beautiful woman on earth.
她是世上最美的女人。
Married to the greatest king on earth.
然后她嫁给了世上最伟大的君王。
And I wanted to give her something that nobody had ever seen before.
然后我要给她一个没有人看到过的东西。
So we made these hanging gardens, these gardens that like they floated.
我就给她造了这样一个悬空的花园，这个空中的花园。
People said they were amazing.
人们说这真是棒极了。
They call them one of the seven wonders of the world.
他们称它为世界七大奇迹之一。
I did that for my wife.
我为我的妻子做了这个。
She was worth it.
她值得我做这个。
And my life couldn't have been better.
我的生活不能好的不能再好了。
I had my health.
我有健康。
I had my family.
我有家庭。
I had my palace.
我有我的宫殿。
My kingdom was great.
我的王国伟大极了。
I control that whole area. I think you call it the Middle East. I controlled it all.
我好像控制了整个你们称之为中东的那整块地区。
And my gods had made me successful.
我的神让我很成功。
But there was one thing I didn't have.
但是有一件事情是我所没有的。
I didn't really have peace in my mind or my heart.
在我的心灵里面，在我的生命里面，我没有平安。
And then the dream started again.
我又开始做梦了。
Night after night, I saw the same bad dream.
夜复一夜，我做着同样的噩梦。
And I would wake up.
我梦醒的时候。
Sweating.
开始出冷汗。发抖。
Sometimes I'd be crying.
有的时候我还会哭。
I was terrified.
我真的害怕极了。
I knew the Most High God.
我知道那位至高的神。
He was whispering something to me.
他正在轻声地对我说什么。
And I didn't want to know what it was.
我不想知道这是什么。
Why was he giving this message to me?
为什么他要把这样的信息告诉我？
I knew there was only one person who could answer that question.
我知道只有一个人才能够回答这个问题。
Finally, I called Daniel.
最后我叫了但以理。
And he told me, yes, I was being warned by God.
他告诉我是的，神是神在警告你。
God had seen me. He said, I was like a mighty tree.
然后神告诉我说，我就像是一棵大树一样。
I was great and strong, and I sheltered nations.
我是伟大的，然后我也有强壮，我可以保护那些国家。
But soon, God would cut me down.
但是很快，神就要把我给砍倒。
That He would make me to live like an animal.
他会让我像野兽一样的生活。
For 7 years.
然后生活七年之久。
Until I was ready to admit that God was the Most High God.
直到我愿意承认神就是那位至高者的神。
That he was ruler of all.
他才是世界的统治者。
And Daniel, he looked in my eyes.
接着但以理就看着我的眼睛说。
He begged me, acknowledge my God.
他请求我说你要认同我的神。
And then he just left.
然后他就走了。
And after that, the dream stopped.
接着我就不再做这个梦了。
And I was scared.
但是我很害怕。
So I tried to do what he said.
所以我就开始试着做但以理告诉我的事情。
And a lot of people will tell you they saw me change.
很多人告诉我他说我变了。
I tried to make peace with my enemies.
我试着与我的敌人和好。
Before I tried to crush them and make them do my will.
之前呢，我真的是想要把他们打碎，然后逼着他们做我的想法。
But I actually tried to, you know, make peace with them instead of crush them.
但是我现在不想把他们完全的击垮了，而是试着要和他们和好。
I tried to change the way I talk to people.
然后我试着改变我和大家说话的方式。
I stopped using some words.
我开始不说一些特定的单词。
I started trying to do more to lift up the poor in my country.
我试着开始周济穷人。
I built some temples.
我也建立一些庙宇。
Spent more time with my family and my sons.
开始和我的家人和我的儿子们花更多的时间在一起。
And I would have done more.
我可以本可以做得更多的。
But things were going so well.
但是事情发展得如此之顺利。
After a month or two, I forgot about the dreams.
当一两个月过去以后，我就忘了我做这个梦了。
I continued to build great things.
我继续的建造那些伟大的工程。
I continued to prosper.
我继续的很繁荣昌盛。
And one day, as I was walking on my palace roof,
有一天我游行在我的宫殿的屋顶上。
I looked out over my city.
我往我的城市里去看。
It's like the sun of heaven was just shining on my city like a spotlight.
然后那天上的阳光就像一个大光灯一样照着整个城市。
And I was so proud.
我感到骄傲极了。
Look at this city that I built.
看着这个城市，这是我造的。
Look at this great nation.
看这个伟大的国家。
I am the greatest king.
我这是伟大的，最伟大的国王。
Look at what I've done.
看看我所做的一切。
And then I was in trouble.
然后我就开始有麻烦了。
I don't remember exactly what happened next.
然后我不记得当时接着发生了什么事情。
People tell me I went crazy.
啊，人们告诉我说我疯了。
My advisors watched as I became like an animal.
我的谋士们看着我变成了像一个野兽一样。
I went out into my own fields and began to eat grass, and I was just uncontrollable.
啊，我开始变得无法控制，跑到自己的田野里面去开始吃草。
You can't tell now, but my hair grew long.
你可能看不出来，但是我的头发那个时候长得很长。
My nails were like bird claws.
哦，我的手指甲长得像鸟爪一样。
And for 7 years, the advisors in my kingdom would not let anybody see me or know my condition.
整整有七年，我的谋士们不让任何其他的人知道我到底发生了什么事情，我的状况是什么。
They just told people, the king is sick.
他们只是告诉那些百姓说，国王生病了。
One day I woke up.
有一天我醒了。
I was looking at the sky.
我看着天。
And I was muttering, "The Most High rules."
我开始喃喃自语说，至高者掌权。
The Most High rules.
至高者掌权。
And every time I said it, my mind began to clear.
每一次我说的时候，我的头脑就开始更加清醒一点。
Like I was coming out of a dream.
好像我从梦中醒了一般。
And I wasn't the same person.
我变了一个人。
For the first time in my life, I knew who I was.
我生命当中第一次我知道我是谁。
I knew who he was.
我也知道他是谁。
And I knelt there in the grass.
I am not no longer.
Knelt there in the grass.
Okay. 我在草地上跪下。
And I lifted my hands to the heavens.
我伸手举着向天。
And I shouted, "His kingdom is everlasting."
我开始叫道说他的国是永远的。
He rules from the generations to the generations.
他的统治直到万代。
He does as he pleases.
他随自己的旨意而行。
He does as he pleases in heaven and on earth.
在天上人间他随自己的旨意行事。
And nobody can hold back his hand.
没有人可以去抓住他的手。
No one can question what he does or what he thinks.
没有人可以质问他做什么，他想什么。
And when I finished,
我结束了以后，
I looked toward my beautiful palace.
我看着我美丽的宫殿。
And I saw men running towards me.
看到有人跑向我。It's okay. Go ahead.
Daniel was running towards me.
但以理他跑向了我。
Within hours, they brought me back into the palace.
几个小时之后，他们就把我领回了王宫。
I was cleaned up.
我就开始清扫。
I was back on my own throne.
接着我就回到了自己的王座上面。
And my kingdom was prospering.
我的王国又开始很昌盛。
But I was different.
但我已经不同了。
I didn't pretend to be God.
我不再假装自己是神。
Thank God I was no longer like a wild animal.
我也感谢神，我不再是一个动物了。
I was just a man.
我就是一个普通的人。
And I was a man who knew the Most High God.
我知道，这个至高者的，我是一个知道至高神的这个人。
And that God rules all.
我知道神统掌全地。
You may not be a king like me, but you sit on your own throne.
你可能不像我一样是个君王，但是你坐在自己的宝座上。
Maybe you think that you rule your own life.
你可能觉得你执掌着自己的国家的王权。
Maybe right now you have no room for God in your life.
可能在你的生命当中，你没有地方留给神。
Maybe somewhere along the way you've decided that God is for weak people.
可能你的生命中有这样子一个阶段，然后你就让你做出了这样的决定，说神他是给弱者的。
But you aren't weak.
你不是一个弱者。
You've got a plan.
你有一个计划。
You know what to do.
你知道要做什么。
You know what you want to get done.
你知道什么事情什么时候要做。
You know how to get it done.
你知道怎么样去做。
And you don't need a God for weak people.
你不需要神给这些，你不需要为那些弱者准备的神。
And if that's you.
如果这就是你的话，
I want you to remember my story.
我想要你可以记住我的故事。
My story is about pride.
我的故事就是一个骄傲的故事。
And pride has many faces.
骄傲有很多的表现方式。
Maybe you're a religious person.
你可能是一个表面敬虔的一个人。
Maybe you grew up in a church like this.
你可能在从小在这样子一个教会当中长大。
Kind of like me.
就像我一样。
I grew up around the temples.
我也在庙宇当中长大。
I knew the gods.
我知道那些神。
I knew what I was supposed to do.
我知道我应该做什么。
What I wasn't supposed to do.
我知道我应该做什么。
And you're proud.
所以你就很骄傲。
Because you have the right religion.
因为你有那个正确的事情。
You do the right things.
你做那些正确的事情。
And God's obviously blessed you.
然后神也祝福你。
But you're not proud of God.
但是你不以神为荣。
You're not proud to serve God and to serve His kingdom.
你并不以来服侍这位神，服侍他的国度而感到骄傲。
You're just proud of yourself.
你只是为自己而感到骄傲。
Or maybe you have another face of pride in your life.
或者你的骄傲有另一个表现的方式。
I'll say it straight.
我可能就是要直截了当的讲。
You're a proud hypocrite.
你是一个骄傲的假冒伪善的人。
Your pride lets you think that you can live your life one way on the outside.
你可能会觉得你可以用一种方式，外在的方式，这样子生活。
So that people will look at you and respect you and think that you're a good man.
然后让别人可以来看到你，然后来可以来尊敬你，认为你是个好人。
But your inside life.
但是你内在的生活呢
？Your other life.
你另外一面的生活呢？
Full of sin.
这里面充满了罪恶。
And you don't think God can do anything about it.
你不认为神可以对此做任何的事情。
God is warning you through my story.
神通过我的故事来警告你。
The God, the Lord God Almighty, He rules.
这个至高的神，这个全能的神，他掌权。
He wants you to break away from your pride.
他想要你可以脱离你的骄傲。
Break away from your hypocrisy.
脱离你的假冒伪善。
Break away from your sin.
脱离你的罪恶。
And humble yourself before Him.
在他的面前谦卑自己。
If you don't humble yourself now,
如果你现在不谦卑自己的话，
He will humble you later.
他之后会强迫你要谦卑。
It's dangerous to walk in pride.
在骄傲当中行走是一件危险的事情。
I know.
我知道
That's my story.
因为这是我的故事。
Thank you for your attention as I shared the true story of Nebuchadnezzar.
我在这里跟大家分享了尼布甲尼撒这个真实的故事，谢谢大家听。
Maybe you saw just a small part of yourself in his story.
你可能在他的身上看到了你的一点点的影子。
Or maybe as I talked, you just realized that you haven't met the Almighty, true God.
或者我在讲这个故事的时候，你可能觉得你已经见过这个至高神了。
Maybe you don't know how patiently He's been waiting on you to turn and acknowledge Him as Lord.
你可能还没有意识到他为了他有多么的有耐心，然后让你愿意让你来可以认识他。
Maybe you don't know that God has provided a way for us to know Him.
也许你不知道神已经为我们准备了这样的一条道路，让我们可以来认识他。
But He has made a way for us to have peace with Him.
他给我们开了这样的一条道路，让我们可以与他和好。
That even though we've sinned against Him, that He's done all the work to bring us close to Him.
尽管我们对他犯了这么多的罪，但他仍然不辞辛劳，让我们可以与他和好。
And if you don't know who this mighty God is, we want to introduce you to Him.
如果你还不认识这位全能的神的话，我们想要把你带到他面前。
Your elders and your pastors here, they want nothing more than to help you understand how He is Lord and how He wants you to have fellowship with Him.
这里的长老、执事们，他们还有牧师，他们都想要让你可以认识这位神，让你可以来到他的面前。
If you're struggling with these kinds of pride.
I'm sorry.
If you're struggling with these kinds of pride that I shared about today,
如果你开始认同这样子，我今天跟大家分享的这样的一个骄傲的话，
you're not the first.
你不是第一个人。
Almost all of us in this room have struggled with one of these kinds of pride.
可能我们中间每一个人都与这样子的一个骄傲，然后有征战。
That's why we're here together as a church.
这就是为什么我们在这里聚集在这个教堂当中。
So we can focus on Christ.
这样我们就可以把我们的焦点集中在耶稣身上。
So we can worship God.
我们可以来敬拜神。
And humble ourselves before Him.
在神的面前谦卑自己。
And if you recognize that you're having trouble doing that.
如果你觉得你自己这样做有困难的话
Perfect.
这完全可以接受
Let's work together.
我们一起来同工
Let's help each other.
我们一起来互相帮助
I have a few more minutes to share.
我还有几分钟的时间可以与大家分享
I'd like to give you a quick update on our ministry.
我要跟我大家一起来分享一下我自己的事工
Our family.
这就是我的家庭。
And they're all here in the front row.
他们在前排坐着。
My wife Beth.
我的妻子 Beth.
我的老大 Jonathan.
My oldest one, Jonathan.
我的老二 Nathan.
My second one, Nathan.
And Caitlin is in the children's service. Thank you so much.
Caitlin, 她在那个小朋友的那个主日学那边。
We've been working with Word of Life for 15 years.
我们在生命之道这个施工当中已经服侍有15年之久了。
Primarily, we've been working with this SYV ministry. In English, we say School of Youth Ministries in English. In Chinese, we say...青年施工英语学校。
所以我们在那个生命之道这个里面呢，就一直在 SYME 当中服侍。刚刚大家已经听到中文翻译了。
I'm sorry. After 2 years in Nicaragua, Spanish has infected my Chinese brain.
我在尼加拉瓜待了两年之久，然后呢，那边的西班牙语已经侵蚀到我中文的大脑里面去了。
So thank you for your help. School of Youth Ministries in English is an 8-month program where the students live in our site.
然后呢，它是一个八个月的一个计划，然后是帮助那些在我们
in our place.
在他们的在他在你们的地方。
对对啊。Our students are high school graduates.
他们就是一些高中的毕业生。
Typically 18 to 30 years old.
基本上就是十八岁到三十岁之间的年纪。
Our program is very intense and very practical.
这个整个教程呢，它是非常的紧密，而且是一个非常的实际的一个教材。
So we can also say hands-on.
所以就是好像是一个非常的实践的一个手把手的一个教材。
It's a full-time English program. It's a full-time Bible and ministry training program.
这是一个全时间的一个英语的计划，然后也是一个全时间的一个圣经的培养计划。
So what's that look like?
这看是什么样子的呢？
Our students will be in an English-only environment for 12 hours a day, 4 days a week, for 2 months at a time.
为期两个月的时间里面呢，所有的学生他每天每个星期四天，每天十二个小时，在一个全英语的一个封闭的教育当中。
And if they speak any other language during those 12 hours, they have to pay $1 every time.
如果他们在这十二个小时当中呢，只要说一句不是英语的话，就要付1块钱。
So full-time English.
所以全时间的英语。
The full-time discipleship immersion.
然后是全部的浸没式的一个门徒培训。
Our staff and our teachers are all Christian.
我们所有的员工教职员工全都是基督徒。
The students do personal Bible study and group Bible study.
是一对一的圣经教导，还有是以小组为单位的一个圣经教导。
And then we teach them and they do evangelism, discipleship, youth ministry, and other leadership activities.
然后我们就教导他们，让他们可以去传福音，让他们可以去进行门徒培训，进行青少年的施工，接着还培养他们的领袖的技能。
We do have 3 kinds of students.
我们有三类的学生。
It's because we're not a seminary.
因为我们不是一个神学院。
If you go to seminary, you better get a job in the ministry.
如果你去神学院的话，你最好要去最后你毕业以后最好要去参加一个神学的侍奉。
Especially if you're young.
尤其是你还比较年轻的时候，最好要去参加侍奉。
But our students will go out into all kinds of different situations in life.
但是我们的学生毕业以后呢，要去生活当中进行各种各样的事情。
Some will go to ministry.
有一些人他们可能会从事全职的服事。
But many of them will become professionals like yourselves.
但是也有很多可能会成为各行各业的专业人士。
And that's why we take Christians.
所以我们要召集的人呢，就是基督徒。
Hungry to grow closer to the Lord.
他们有这样的一颗饥渴慕义的心，想要更加的接近神。
And how to do practical ministry.
然后去知道在实践当中怎么样去做神的事工。
But we also want to take cold Christians.
我们也想要去招募一些 cold Christians, 冷的基督徒。
I made that phrase up. Because these are young people who grew up in the church, or maybe an auntie or an uncle brought them to church a few times, so they know something, but they aren't walking with the Lord. Maybe walking away from the Lord.
这些人他们可能在教会这样的一个环境中长大，他们也来或者来过几次教会，所以他们知道神是什么，但是他们并不是全心的投靠神。
Can we even take non-Christians?
我们甚至还收一些非基督徒。
We do evangelism through discipleship.
我们通过进行门徒培训的方式来进行传福音的工作。
My wife and I first started this when we joined a team in South Korea.
我和我的妻子刚开始从事这个事工的时候呢，就是在南韩。
We were there for 2 years.
我们在那里待了两年。
The ministry there was amazing.
在那里的事工真的是神奇，非常神奇。
It was growing rapidly.
I'm sorry.
It was growing rapidly.
它发展的非常的迅速。
Seemed very powerful.
非常的有能力。
So we wondered, would it work outside of South Korea?
所以我们开始要想要不要去南韩外面的地方去工作。
And so in 2005, we agreed to go to Taiwan.
所以在2005年，我们同意去台湾。
At the same time, another family, the one who started in South Korea, they took this program to Japan.
在同时呢，也在南韩的另一个家庭，他们把这个计划，把这个项目带到了日本。
And over the next 10 years, we discovered this program would work outside of South Korea.
然后在接下来的十年当中呢，我们发现并印证了这个项目可以在南韩以外的地方可以实行。
In Taiwan, we started with 5 students.
在台湾，我们开始的时候有五个学生。
That summer we had 20 students.
然后呢，接着我们就有了二十个学生。
We discovered the summer times were very good in Taiwan.
我们发现在夏天是一个台湾非常好的一个时间。
Because students were in between school terms.
因为学生们在那里放暑假。
So all of the summer times after that, we would have 30 or even 40 students.
所以呢，在之后的每个夏天的时候，我们都有三十到四十个的学生这么多。
Our third year, our program was financially stable.
在第三年之后呢，我们整个项目它的经济状况就已经很稳定了。
Our student fees paid all of our expenses except the missionary salary.
我们的学生的所交的费用呢，已经把我们所有的开销都已经包括了，除了宣教士的工资以外。
After that, we were averaging 15 to 20 students each term.
接着我们每个学期可能有15到20个学生这么多。
And in 2015, our staff jumped from 4 or 5 to over 15.
在2015年的那一年呢，我们的教职员工从4个或者5个这么一直一下子升到了15个。
So at that time, we had been in Taiwan almost 10 years.
在那个时候，我们在台湾已经待了将近十年之久。
And so our family stepped back to see what would God want us to focus on for the next 10 years.
所以我们的家庭就离开，然后开始去看神在下一个十年将我们带到什么样子的一个工厂上。
During the sabbatical time.
所以在这个安息年呢。
Our organization began asking us, "Would you want to go to South Africa?"
所以我们的组织就问我们说，你们有没有兴趣去 South Africa, 去南非，去非洲去看一下
？Yep. And then, or they would say, what about Italy?
或者说你们觉得有没有兴趣去意大利？
So we have a team in Germany.
我们有一个团队在德国。
Could what you did in Asia be done in Europe and working with Muslim immigrants from the Middle East?
你们在亚洲所做的事情可不可以在欧洲也做这样的翻版呢？可以对那边的穆斯林的那些移民进行这样的施工。
But when we looked at some of the situations,
但是我们看了综合考虑上一些情况。
Those places weren't ready yet to start the same kind of ministry we've been doing.
我们觉得那里那些国家可那些地方可能没有还没有准备好让我们可以做同样的施工。
But there was one team in Nicaragua.
但是在尼加拉瓜有这样的一个团队。
They said we think we're ready.
他们觉得我们已经成熟了。
So we had to quickly learn about Nicaragua.
所以我们要开始很快的学尼加拉瓜语。
I went to visit them.
我就去那里拜访了一下他们。
And they were serious, and I thought, you know, I think they really are almost ready to start a similar ministry.
他们非常的认真，然后我觉得他们已经准备好要开始这样的施工了。
So Nicaragua is the largest country in Central America.
所以尼加拉瓜是在中美洲最大的国家。
It's the safest country in Central America.
它是最安全的国家。
By that we mean it's the least likely place to be robbed.
我说这个是因为在那里是最不容易被抢劫的一个国家。
Or have experienced violent crime.
或者说是有那种很暴力的罪恶的那种国家。
It has some unique things.
还有，但是还有一些别的事情。
They have 19 active volcanoes there.
在那里有19座活火山。
They had experienced in the late 70s and 80s a lot of political problems.
在70年代末80年代初的时候呢，那边有很多的政治的动荡。
But the government stabilized in 1990 and they began holding elections peacefully after that.
但是在1990几年以后呢，那边的政府开始控制了局面，接着在那边有定期的民主选举。
But because of the political disasters and the natural disasters, the country is very poor.
但是由于常年的政治灾难还有自然灾难，那个国家非常的贫穷。
It's the second poorest country in the Western Hemisphere.
这是西半球倒数第二贫穷的国家。
Does anybody know the poorest?
知道。
That's right.
大家知道对，海地是最穷的国家。
So.Us coming there could really help the people spiritually and in their daily life.
所以我们到那边真的是可以帮助那里的人，他们的灵命增长，也可以帮助他们日常的生活。
Teaching people to speak English proficiently would give them many more job opportunities.
教他们如何流利的说英语，真的是可以给他们创造非常多的就业的机会。
It would easily double, triple, or more their pay.
他们的工资可以很容易就增倍甚至是增两倍。
This is a country only one third of the students will finish high school.
在这个国家当中，只有三分之一的学生会高中毕业。
And where there's only a few modern hospitals in the whole country.
在整个国家当中，现代的医院可以说是屈指可数。
We joined a team. There were 7 families and 5 singles working on that team.
我们来到这样的一个团队，有七个家庭，然后五个单身的在这个团队当中。
They were working with churches to develop youth ministry in the church.
他们与教会合作，在教会当中发展青少年施工。
Every month they were holding leadership seminars.
在每个月他们都会举行一些探讨会。
Every month they were having community outreach programs around the city.
每个月呢，他们都会在城市的周围，像各样的communities， 像各样的地区，然后去进行外援的活动。
And they were doing summer and winter camping ministry.
然后他们也进行夏令会和冬令会。
So we were adding English for life.
所以我们就开展了这个生命英语的这个活动。
And English for Life is basically SYME rebranded.
那个生命英语呢，其实就是 SYME 这个活动，它在尼加拉瓜换了个名字。
Everyone told us.
所有的人都告诉我们。
Or they asked us.
或者是问我们。
isn't Nicaragua going to be very different from Asia?
尼加拉瓜是不是和亚洲非常的不同呢？
And yes, it was completely different.
是的，尼加拉瓜与亚洲确实是完全的不同。
But in the ministry,
但是在合场上，
we still saw the same results.
我们还是看到了同样的效果。
Students love learning how to do Bible study.
学生们非常乐意去学习圣经。
Students learned how to and became very good at translating for foreign missionaries and foreign pastors.
学生们真的是非常乐意去学习怎样去翻译去服侍那些传教士还有外面来的外面来的基督徒。
And they got very good at doing youth programs.
他们也变得非常擅长于青少年的活动。
They really enjoy doing outreach in the community.
他们也非常愿意去社区传播福音。
There were some big challenges.
但是也有很多的挑战。
I want to give you a happy report.
I'm sorry.
I want to give you a happy report.
我想要给你们一个喜乐的一个汇报。
But it was not easy.
但是确实不容易。
And one example.
有一个例子。
The government spends $100 or less per student per year for their public education.
就是政府它每年给公立学校每个学生的拨款就是少于100元。
So the students only go to school for half a day.
所以学生每天在学校里面只能待半天。
One third of the elementary age students will quit.
三分之一的小学生会退学。
One third of the remaining junior high students will quit before the end of junior high.
然后三分之一的剩下的初中生里面，在他们初中毕业以前也会退学。
One third of the remaining students will quit before high school graduation.
剩下的三分之一呢，在他们高中毕业以前就会退学。
And so we had two groups of students. Two groups of students.
所以我们有两类的学生。
We had some students whose parents had more money and who sent them to a decent, good private school.
所以有一些学生呢，他们的家长有比较多的钱，接着就送他们去私立学校，那些学校就比较好。
And the other group of students probably finished high school.
然后剩下的学生呢，他们可能确实是高中毕业了。
Which only goes up to the 11th grade.
但是可能也。只是相当于十一年级的水平。
And really, they had no study skills.
然后他们没有任何的学习的技能。
They had no classroom discipline.
他们没有学习的课堂纪律。
They had some challenges.
他们确实有一些挑战。
So we had to rework our curriculum.
所以我们要开始改变我们的教材、教学大纲。
Our top students used our old curriculum.
我们的好的学生就用我们以前的大纲。
And all of them became excellent translators.
Became
excellent translators.
Excellent translators. 然后他们每一个人都成了非常好的翻译的人才。
But we had to find a new curriculum for the lower level students.
但是我们对那些比较后进的学生呢，我们就要去找一些新的教材大纲。
And the Lord was able to provide that for us.
神为我们预备了这样子的教材。
And we then saw them grow incredibly.
我们也看到他们有很大的进步。
Our other adjustments that we had to make.
我们还有一些别的调整。
Our students instead of being 18 years old were 16 years old.
我们的学生不再是十八岁，他们有的时候是十六岁。
But they were hungry to learn and excited to grow up.
但是他们有学习的饥渴，然后他们也非常愿意去成长。
Our staff.
我们的员工。
They were very used to doing weekend ministry or one-week ministry projects.
他们非常乐意，他们非常习惯于去做一些周末的事工，或者是一整个星期的事工。
Now we had our students living at our office.
然后我们有学生真的是就住在我们的办公楼里面。
And actually, our staff was very excited about this.
我们的人员都非常的兴奋，有这样子的事情发生。
Because now they had a chance to do discipleship for 8 months.
这样的话，他们就有机会可以进行这样子的 discipleship. 门徒培训 ，thank you. 门徒培训好像一做就是做一整个八个月。
So, but there's a lot of adjustment to our normal ministry schedule when you live with the people you're ministering with.
但是你要跟你所服侍的那些人群一同住的话呢，我们就要做很多的改变。
But they were eager. They did a good job.
但是他们真的是很渴望做这个事情，他们也做得很好。
And then we have these foreign teachers from the U.S. coming.
然后呢，我们有很多外国的，尤其是从美国来的那些老师们。
And again, our staff was used to 1 week mission trip, 2 week mission trips, but now they had.Foreign Americans there for 2 months.
啊，然后呢，我们的员工啊就可以做一个星期或者是两个星期的短宣。接着他们有啊两个月的那些短期的同工来帮忙。
So there was a lot of training.
所以有很多的培训发生。
Educational training.
教育的培训。
Ministry schedule training.
事工的程序的培训。
And then of course, working with all these foreigners training.
然后接着与那些外国人一起来工作的培训。
This ministry needs foreigners to come and work with us in each of our countries.
啊，然后我们这样子的一个事工需要外国人来帮助我们，在各个方面来帮助我们。
We need English speakers to come and teach and love our students.
哦、我们需要说英文的人来帮助我们教导来关心爱护那些学生们
and so we have these opportunities in Taiwan, South Korea, Japan and now Latin America、
因为我们在、这样各种各样的地方像台湾在韩国在日本现在在拉丁美洲都有这样子的一个机会
Is there anybody in this church who could come and work with us?
在这个教会里面有没有人可以来与我们一起来同工呢
？For 2 months.
两个月。
We have 4 semesters.
我们有四个学期。
So every year we check the schedule and we can share that with you if you're interested.
所以我们每年呢都会有一个新的计划。如果你有兴趣的话呢，我们可以把这个计划告诉你。
Sometimes we have 1 month special opportunities.
我们有的时候呢，也有这样一个月，为期一个月的一个特殊的一个活动。
And as our ministries grow, we have 1 week opportunities.
当我们的事工不断发展的时候呢，我们可能有一个星期这样子的一个机会。
Because there's going to be more and more summer ministry, camping ministry stuff happening.
因为我们可能有更多的夏天的事情，然后或者是各种各样的营会的一些机会。
But you cannot, I don't know how to explain it, but you cannot believe how much you will see somebody grow in 8 weeks.
但是你很难想象一个人在八个星期当中，如果你与他同吃同住的话，他可以有多大的变化。
You'll see their English improve.
你看到他们的英语可以突飞猛进。
But if you just love someone and spend time with them, you're going to see their maturity and their walk with the Lord improve also.
如果你与他一起生活的话，你可以看到他的成熟度，你可以看到他灵里的成长，他怎么样与神同行。
We had a busy time in Nicaragua.
我们在尼加拉瓜有非常忙碌的时间。
On the edge of the city was a sports complex called El Solero.
在城市的边缘呢有一个运动场叫做 El Solero.
An American man developed it. One half was going to be his retirement home. One half was going to be a community sports center open to the public.
然后是一个美国的人所发展的，在他的一半呢是一个退休的一个社区，然后在另一半呢，它是一个运动的体育场，是一个运动的设施。
And so the Lord worked out a situation where we bought that property.
然后呢，神让我们有幸可以买下那个产业。
And we're keeping it open to the public.
我们把它对公众开放。
But before our summer and winter camp was 1 hour away from the city.
在之前呢，我们的冬令会和夏令会离城市有一个小时之远。
Now we are on the very edge of the city.
现在我们就在整个城市的边缘。
2 million people.
200,000人。
They can come to our location or we can go to their location within 40 minutes.
在40分钟之内，他们可以来到我们的地方，我们也可以去到他们那里。
Most of the people are within 15 minutes of our location.
然后大多数人离我们这里才15分钟。
And our organization now had access to a new community that we hadn't been working with.
然后我们的整个团队现在有一个机会可以去一个我们从来没有发展过的一个社区里面去工作。
Our first graduation, we had 9 or 11? We had 11 students, our first graduation, they did an amazing job.
我们的第一届毕业生, 我们有11个学生, 他们干得非常的棒。
We taught them a lot.
我们教了他们很多的东西。
They taught us a lot.
他们也教了我们很多东西。
And then 2018, we got a new class.
我们在2018年有一个新的, 班级。
We had a married family come.
我们有一个美国家庭来到。
They wanted to learn how to do ministry so they could be missionaries in another South American country.
他们想在这里学习如何进行, 宣教事工, 让他们可以预备他们在, 南美的另一个国家进行侍奉。
We had an Argentina missionary come.
我们有一个阿根廷的, 宣教士来到。
She wanted to learn how to use English so she could better connect with foreign missionaries.
她想要来学英文, 这样的话, 她可以更多的与, 外国的宣教士进行连结。
And do English ministry in her community.
在她的社区当中进行英语的宣教事工。
We had two non-Christians come.
我们有两个非基督徒也加入我们。
The students were very hungry to learn.
他们非常的愿意来学习。
We had two American interns come to work with us.
我们有两个, 美国的实习生来到我们中间与我们一起同工。
It was looking to be a very good year.
我们觉得这一年真的是非常好的一年。
On April 15th, Nicaragua began to experience some political problems.
在4月15日, 尼加拉瓜开始有一些政治的问题。
We hoped it wouldn't become a big problem.
我们希望它不会是一个很严重的问题。
But it became more and more looking like something that had happened back in the 80s.
但是它好像越来越像, 1980年, 那个世纪的80年代这样子一个政治的动荡。
There were peaceful protests.
开始的时候呢, 是和平的示威。
They were usually scheduled in the day. Everybody knew where they were and when they were.
基本上原来是就是有计划的, 然后每个人都知道他们要去哪里, 然后他们在什么时候要去。
But in different parts of the city at night, there were not peaceful protests.
但是在晚上呢, 开始有一些不是很示威的游行。
People were getting shot.
然后有一些人被枪打了。
Hundreds were getting injured.
有, 几百个人, 受伤了。
In the end, hundreds were killed.
到最后有几百个人, 被杀了。
And the people began to tell the president that he needed to step down.
然后人们就开始告诉总统说他要下台。
So things began to get very difficult.
事情开始变得非常的难。
It was actually a strange situation.
这对我们来说是一个非常奇怪的一个, 情况。
Every day people would go out and buy some food.
每一天人们出去买些食物。
Do some work.
做一些事情。
Then they'd go home by noon.
接着中午的时候就回家。
And wait to see what would happen.
等着去看有什么事情会发生。
Many days school was canceled.
很多的时候, 学校就停课了。
And, the police left the streets.
街上没有警察。
So for a couple months, no police on the street.
所以有几个月, 街上都没有警察出现。
And at night, more and more anarchy began to happen.
I'm sorry.
More and more anarchy.
然后无政府主义就越来越频繁的发生。
In our homes, it felt safe.
在我们的家里面, 我们还是觉得安全。
We weren't being threatened.
我们没有受到任何威胁。
But we knew that when we stepped out of our home,
但是我们知道我们一旦离开家的时候,
there was real danger.
他们就会有真正的危险。
And we began to wonder, when should we leave?
我们开始就想我们到底什么时候该离开呢?
Will it be possible to leave if we wait?
如果我们再等下去的话, 是不是还有机会可以离开?
We were scheduled to return here. Our project was finished in June of this year.
我们本来这个计划是六月份的时候, 我们会结束这个计划, 然后回到美国。
We waited as long as possible, but we left a few weeks early.
我们就尽可能的晚一些走, 接着我们在六月前的几个星期回来了。
The week that we left, every missionary in the country, if they hadn't left before that week, by that week, everyone left.
如果在那个星期之前他们没有走的话，那个星期的时候， 所有的宣教士就全走了。Things
calmed down in the middle of July.
在7月份的时候，事情时局又平稳下来。
The president basically said no more.
这个总统说，就到此为止了。
He said, "We're taking down the barricades."
我们要把那些障碍给拆掉。
If you want to stay, we'll take you down too.
如果你要在那里待着的话，我就会把你给拿掉。
So daily life is a little bit more back to normal right now.
所以日常的生活可能已经恢复到正常的状态。
But the people are upset.
但是人民非常的沮丧。
So we ask for your prayers for our team that's still there.
所以我要请你们为我们的团队祷告，他们还在那里。
There were many days that they had people on one side of the city who it was not safe to come to work, so they stayed home.
有的时候，因为他们的家在城市的另一边，当他们觉得去工作的地方很危险的话，他们就留在家里面。
We had to cancel all of our ministry calendar.
我们把我们所有的事工的那些行程全都给取消了。
But the ministry team took that opportunity to begin working with the new community that we had moved into.
但是呢，我们的团队开始这样的施工，我们搬到了那个社区里面，然后呢，我们就在那个社区里面进行我们的施工。
We could just write on a piece of paper, "Kids meeting at 4 o'clock," and 40 kids would show up.
然后我们就在比如说纸上面写着小朋友的活动，然后在四点钟，接着到四点钟的时候，可能就有四十个孩子来出现。
So this is really giving our ministry a chance to start connecting with our community there.
所以我们就有这样子的一个很好的机会去与我们周遭的社区去进行联合。
The English for Life program restarted last week or the week before.
What has started?
The English for Life program started again, so they're doing one final semester this year.
Okay. 所以生命英语这个活动，它在上个星期又开始举行了。今年我们可能会再进行最后一期。
And we're still going to do the camping season on our property.
The camp, S-Y-M-E?
No, the children's camp.
Oh, the children's camp. 然后我们也会进行一个儿童的营会。
So they are still hoping for 500 to 600 students to come over 6 weeks.
所以我们仍然希望在六个星期的时间里面，然后会有500到600个孩子可以来参加。
Because they weren't able to do any construction the last 4 months, we don't have any dorms for them.
在过去的四个月当中，因为没有办法可以建宿舍，所以我们没有地方可以给他们住。
So they're thinking, how can we build some tents and make temporary dorms?
所以他们要住在帐篷里面这样子一个临时的住处。
So the ministry is still going strong in Nicaragua.
在尼加拉瓜，我们的事工仍然非常的兴盛。
The staff there is still working hard.
我们的员工仍然做非常努力的工作。
They are sharing the gospel diligently.
他们非常勤恳的在那里传播福音。
So please don't stop praying for them.
所以请不要停止对他们的祷告。
There's other things we could talk about, but my time's up.
我还有很多想要说的，但是我的时间到了。
Thank you for your long partnership with our family.
感谢你们与我们家庭的一直的长久的同工。
Thank you for the partnership and investment into the ministries we've been a part of.
感谢您对我们所参与的事工，你们与我们的一起同工。